Bam.
Cool. So bad news. Turns out, like, it was either last week. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. Remember I was talking to like, oh, like, we're going to save up money. We're going to get, like, the Animal Crossing themed 3DS XL, and it's going to be awesome. Well, that was extremely limited in terms of its availability.
Oh, no.
GameStops don't have it. Walmarts don't have it. And Amazon has it, but it has it for... It used to be for, like, $220, $225 maybe, so you got the XL and the game, which is an awesome deal.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can get a new one for, like, $365.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we might just be getting a regular DS and buying Animal Crossing.
Hmm. Well, so, that's disappointing.
I mean, we were kind of looking forward to it, but it's not the biggest of deals. Also, I was bleeding from my finger for a while.
Yeah, why?
I literally don't know. Like, something must have just nicked a bit of skin and just from my pinky, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. It's like, that's bleeding a lot. It must be just like a cuticle thing, so I wiped the blood off, like, and ignored it for a little bit, and it was still bleeding, so now there's a Band-Aid there.
Jeez.
Not been a good few weeks for my fingers. Did I tell you that I, like, split my finger open at work, too?
No.
Oh, my God, yeah, it was terrible. So we've, working in, like, food, you got to keep things cleanly and clean, and that's a lot of what you do on the closing shift. You clean shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was cleaning, like, one of the walls by where we have, like, all the fruit and the sherbet and stuff, and there's, like, little, like, loose panels of metal and stuff. So I went up with my hand, and it caught my finger in a not-so-good place, and I just started bleeding like crazy.
Jeez.
I had to go home because work didn't have any gauze.
Huh.
So, yeah, that's all healed up now. But it was really gross. Like, there was a good while where it was, like, it wasn't bleeding, but you could see, like, the under layer of, like, red, like, gross-looking skin.
Yeah.
So I probably should have gotten, like, a stitch or two in there, but whatever, it's fine now.
Whatever. It's all good. So you're just, like, bleeding, like, on the way home? Like, I don't know, do you drive there, or?
Oh, no, I take the red line.
Okay, so you're bleeding out on the train.
Kind of. I mean, I had some stuff to keep it from bleeding, but then I got home,
like,
and...
Jamba Juice napkins?
Yes, actually, literally, the brown... paper napkin things.
Oh, those are the worst.
So that is a thing that happened.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to First Person Podcast Simulator. My name is Zach and joining me is
Mike.
And in the last week we have both been playing Hotline Miami.
Oh, so much.
Yeah, too much. I beat it in 3 days.
Yeah. I did not.
That's fine. I mean, you're pretty far in that though, and you understand like why it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh god, yes.
And I gotta say, it feels like a coke trip, man. It really does.
It's really adrenaline pumping.
It is. I stayed up like too late one night, like at 2:30, and you know when you're playing like Super Meat Boy or playing something super intense and your hands like kind of start to ache after a while.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me, but using like WASAD. So like every joint in my left hand was just fucking hurting really bad, and I still wanted to play.
Yeah.
So that's disconcerting, I guess.
Understandable though.
Yeah, no, it's.
I
want to
go play right now.
I kind of do too, and I finished everything. Well, not everything. I haven't finished like the puzzle stuff. Like
Have
you gotten like the little tiles as you go through the game?
No.
You haven't found those?
I don't think I have.
So, hidden throughout, like, levels, there are tiny, like, little itty-bitty, like, purple pixels, and they're these tiles that you can pick up. And you know when you, like, when you go to quit the game, it's, like, continue, puzzle, exit?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the middle bit. It's puzzle, and you pick up these little tiles that have letters on them, and they form some word. I only have, like, 4 or 5 of them.
Hmm.
And I think there might be, like, one for every level. Maybe. I think that's where the owl mask comes into play.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think you might have to be wearing that in order to... I don't think you have to be, but I think
mm-hmm.
there are some that you need to wear the owl mask for.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I think, I mean, I probably picked some up without noticing, maybe.
You might have.
Because just this morning I saw like a little P next to my cursor. Mm-hmm. Is that what that is? Or is that something else?
No, no, no. When you pick it up, there'll be like, it'll like flash something in the center.
Okay, it'll be
saying
big
like what the letter is. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was something else.
Yes. But interesting. I wonder what that might be. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, like Hotline Miami in itself, if anyone who has not like acquired it, it's kind of like this. It's so hard to describe it without making it sound really stupid. It's like it's a top down like retro looking game where you kill people with guns and like the melee things and stuff. And I can't describe it well enough to give it its proper credit because it's.
We'll see what the Steam store has to say.
Yeah, I'm curious what it has to say, too, because that's probably the best description that we're going to get.
Oh, here we go. Hotline Miami is a high-octane action game overflowing with raw brutality, hard-boiled gunplay, and skull-crushing close combat. Set in an alternative 1989 Miami, you will assume the role of a mysterious anti-hero on a murderous rampage against the shady underworld at the behest of voices on your answering machine.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It is definitely high octane.
Oh, yes.
Because it's got like this...
That's the phrase I was looking for.
Yeah, this very interesting like adrenaline rush effect that sometimes you feel when you're playing like a really intense level of Super Meat Boy, but the thing is, It's not just like your standard like beat 'em up though, because I feel like it disempowers you just as much as it empowers you.
Yeah.
Because it like takes like a split second for an enemy just to like turn, see you, and shoot you, and that's it. Then you have to restart your level.
Yeah, the levels definitely aren't easy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But it's got that Super Meat Boy like mechanic where dying doesn't really make much of an impact on you.
Yeah, like you die and you hit restart and you're immediately back at the beginning of the level.
Yeah, which is great. It perfectly fits the gameplay.
Yeah, that's incredibly smart. I think the guys who made Super Meat Boy were actually play testers for them.
Oh,
cool.
Because
I know in the credits there was like a special thanks too, and it had both their names.
Nice.
So that's interesting. But yeah, it really. I was talking to you last night about this too, and it really is like this. Really quick fever dream where like there's just this pulsating trance music
and which is kind really of, good it, by the way.
Oh yeah, the music's really, I would have preferred that there have been like a few other tracks, just because I mean sometimes you encounter like the same track over like a couple of chapters, which is fine, but like some levels I spend a lot more time on than others, and just hearing it over and over kind of wears on me, but that might just be me. It's still very good. Yeah, I can't find like the best words for this game though.
I know it's hard to describe. It's got a good style.
Good game. The best way I can think of it is it makes you feel like an action movie hero, in that, you know, how it's unrealistic for them to like bust into a place and like shoot five guys and take out a whole room of dudes. That's exactly what it makes you do.
Pretty much, yeah.
And you feel super awesome whenever you like finish a level about it, and you can the cooler like gamey side of it too is that there are all these different ways in which you can like go through a room and kill all these guys.
Yeah,
and there's an easy way, like you could just kill a dude, take a gun, and stand in a doorway and let them all come, but that like it I don't know, it does a good job at making that almost not feel right.
Yeah. Because there's the added thing of, like, the enemies hear gunshots in a certain radius, and they'll, like, come and find you. Whereas if you use melee weapons, those are silent. So you can, like, take out everybody without them noticing.
Which
is awesome.
Which is so, so fun.
It's a lot of fun.
No, it's really cool. Just, like, planning out how you want to... It makes planning out how you want to kill guys, like, just so incredibly, like, fun and satisfying.
Yeah,
and you're
really
doing this in, like, a couple of, like, split seconds, too.
Yeah, they got that so right.
Yeah, and it's just a few like simple mechanics too. Like you can pick up weapons, you can throw weapons, and when you throw weapons at guys, they get like knocked down on the floor. And when they're on the floor, you can do like this finishing move that takes a couple of seconds, depending on what you have in your hands.
Yeah.
And there are melee weapons, and there are guns, and that's about it. Like one of the more advanced things that you can do is you can like take a hostage, and he can like take a couple of bullets.
Yeah.
I forget how you do that. I think you can only do that when you've got like handguns. And
I think I just did that with a rifle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's, you have to like hit the finishing move button while they're on the floor, while you have the gun, I think. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, it's just super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all these like, I don't want to say like 80s colors, but they really do remind me of like, I feel so underprepared on this, but.
I mean, that's what they're going for though.
Yeah.
It totally works.
Like kind of early 90s, like crazy fucking, like rain jacket colors. You know what I'm talking about? With like just the patches of different splotches. It's like that.
Oh,
it's just so good. Like, get this game, please.
Seriously. It is of the Humble Indie Bundle 8. That is the game that I've latched onto first, anyway.
Mm-hmm. And the masks are a really cool thing, too, because you'll get new masks depending on how well you did in levels.
Yeah, what's your favorite? What's your go-to mask?
You know what? I got this one from a level. It's actually in a level, and it's like a viper or a snake.
Hmm.
And what it does is it every... I think it's so funny, too. Throwing things kills people.
Huh.
So I think it's really funny, the idea that I could just, like, take a rifle, not shoot a dude, but throw it so hard that it kills him.
Okay, that's good.
No, I think it's super, it works to my advantage most times. What about you?
I'm really liking the horse mask. I love...
Horse mask is pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. It's the Lethal Doors mask.
Mm-hmm. Something. Right.
Got me out of a few jams. Because there are, like, there are times where there'll be two enemies patrolling... So I wait until the second one goes past the door, and then I barge in while he's in front of the door, kills him, and then I kill the second guy. So it's like the door took care of half the job for me.
Right, it's awesome. Yeah. The one interesting thing about the doors, though, I think those are the things that have given me the most problems throughout the whole game, because there are times where, like, sometimes you'll kind of get stuck on one, or you'll bust into a room and try and fire a shot, but the door takes all of the shot.
Yeah, that does.
And you don't know it, and then... And the same thing can happen if you, like, try and do some melee stuff. Like, if you try and bust into a room and then immediately punch a dude, sometimes the door will also take that. And I think those are really my biggest complaint, is that they just kind of, the doors kind of just do what they want sometimes. And it is realistic that they take bullets, obviously.
Yeah.
But
there are a few bugs. Like, there have been times where there's, like, a guy on top of me. And he's trying to shoot me, and he just uses up all his ammo because he can't hit me because the sprites are, like, on the same level, and that doesn't work. But the game is so forgiving for any mistakes that happen, even due to bugs, that you really kind of gloss over that.
Right, no, they're totally negligible in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't take anything away. I have gotten killed on shitty bugs sometimes, though. But
oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I've also survived due to shitty bugs. Mm-hmm. So it goes both ways, I suppose.
Yeah. Good game.
The story is super cryptic, too.
Yeah.
Like, I've played it and beaten it, and it's still kind of... It keeps that same tone. Like, there's not, like, a huge, gigantic reveal.
Hmm.
It's still just, like, a slow kind of trickle of cryptic... plot stuff, kind of. So I guess in a sense, like what we talked about last week, I'm glad that there's gonna be a Hotline Miami 2.
Yeah,
because I do feel like it can be refined a little bit more, a little bit visually and a lot like story wise too. I think that'll be really cool.
Sure. Yeah, I'm interested to see what they'll do with the sequel.
Mm-hmm. More masks.
Yes.
More animal masks forever.
So that's Hotline Miami.
Yeah.
That's what we've been playing.
It's so cool. So fun.
Anything else from the Humble Bundle really stand out to you?
I have not touched anything else from it yet.
Okay.
So,
I played a little bit of Awesome Knots.
Yeah, how was that?
I thought that was a lot of fun, actually.
Would you say it's awesome?
Yes. Yes, I would say it's awesome. I would say the knots are the awesomest part.
So what's it all about then? I actually never, I haven't looked at any gameplay, I don't think.
It's a sort of a team multiplayer. It's like side-scrolling Team Fortress 2,
ooh, cool.
But slightly different. Because, like, there are a bunch of different classes that you can play as, and, like, you can buy different skins for those inside of the game. So they've got the microtransaction thing going on.
Okay.
But for the most part, it looks like there's the map is there's your base and there's the enemy base, and then you have these big old turrets in between, and so you've got to destroy those turrets on the way to destroying the enemy base.
Okay.
So that's pretty much the basic structure for it all. And
is it grounded mostly in, like, semi-realistic guns, or are there any, like, ridiculous, crazy...
No, yeah, it's pretty much insane.
Okay, good.
Like, you can play as... I think there's, like, a samurai frog or samurai
yes!
lizard kind of thing.
Oh my god, that sounds amazing.
It's
I
good.
Want that.
Yeah, it's real good.
That might have to be the next one that I check out since I'm done with Hotline Miami. Not entirely done. I think I want to play through the story again just to see if I can get more of those tiles and unlock more weapons.
Yeah, I think that's one I'm going to keep coming back to. Mucho replayability.
It's really funny, too, because, like, going through all the levels and going back to the first, it's like a piece of cake.
Yeah.
It is like beating Super Meat Boy and then going back to the forest and being like, how did I have a hard time with this?
Oh, the forest. Yeah. What else? Capsized. I kind of tried to dip into each of these. I didn't get to every game in the Humble Bundle, but I checked out a few of them. Capsized. Actually, looks like it could be a lot of fun. So I'm probably going to go there.
Explain again. Is that... For some reason, I assumed that was an adventure game.
It... No. No.
Okay, cool.
Not at all, actually.
Good, good.
Yeah, it's like a side-scrolling... I don't want to say Metroid, but kind of Metroid.
A little bit Metroidvania-ish?
With a jetpack.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like you're astronauts, and you're exploring this planet... But it all goes wrong.
Good stuff. I like that dramatic voice.
Yeah, guns and monsters and space and junk. It's good.
Space!
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, space. I haven't checked out Dear Esther. I think I played that a little bit before.
Oh, you can beat Dear Esther in a sitting.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, yeah. I've heard the premise of Dear Esther, that it's sort of a non-game, but...
Yeah, it's more of like an interactive, semi-interactive narrative.
I'm interested, though. I think it'll be cool to check out.
It's an experience. It is cool. I don't think it's much of a game at all, but I do think it's worth experiencing.
Cool. English Country Tune is a puzzle game, and it's pretty good. It's pretty interesting.
How'd you get that?
That was in the bundle.
Was it really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm looking at my stuff now. I don't have... Wait, where's... I don't have that.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you not pay enough? No, that must have been one of the regular ones. Maybe you just didn't do the code.
English Country Tune. Maybe I didn't.
So I'm pretty sure that was under the price thing.
Okay, I'll have to make sure I get that one then.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at my list now, and I totally do not have that yet.
It's interesting. There's a lot of interesting mechanics to it. It's not your father's puzzle game. Something.
That would be strange, because my dad doesn't play video games.
Really? Well, yeah, me neither. It's unfortunate. Intrusion 2, Little Inferno, An Oil Rush... Also, Thomas Was Alone and Tiny and Big, I have not played.
Maybe I just failed to download the ones I wasn't interested in. That's weird. Where are these games?
Proteus, though, I played, and I really liked.
Oh, cool. How? That isn't very long, is it?
No, it's also kind of a non-game. It's an experience type thing.
Okay.
It was lovely, though.
Cool. Yeah, I might just go through these alphabetically, because I literally made a folder that is, in caps, play these indie games. So I got Anodyne Awesome Knots, The Basement Collection I still got to go through.
Oh, yeah.
Binding of Isaac, which, you know, dabble in, because the game makes me feel bad about myself. Capsized Castle Crashers, I just got DLC Quest for $1.50 the
other
day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so wow. I want to see what that's about. Don't Starve, Dungeons of Dreadmoor, FTL, Hotline Miami, which is pretty much already checked off there. Little Inferno, Lone Survivor, Mark of the Ninja, Proteus, Retro City Rampage, and Thomas Was Alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and I bought Evoland.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I've been playing
sure
that.
You're excited.
It's really good, yeah. I really like it.
How does it start out? Like, what different phases does it take you through in terms of RPGs?
It's like, it starts out as a black and white 8-bit thing.
Mm.
And then you get, like, the really basic stuff really quickly. Like, you get sounds. Or, no, you start out by getting, you can only, like, go left. And then you can go right, you can go up, you can move freely, you get color, you get music, you get sound, you get enemies, you get a life bar. It's like, it's actually, I think this is the game to play if you've never played an RPG before. Because it's actually a great way to be introduced to all the different mechanics that can be in an RPG.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's like, learning to play this game is so easy and fun.
And it's not like an overbearing tutorial or anything, is it?
No, totally. It's just you go to a chest and it says, hey, you got updated graphics, and then it changes, or you get an inventory. Yeah, and eventually it's like 3D with HD pre-rendered backgrounds.
Oh, shit, cool.
It's actually really amazing, yeah.
Sweet.
And it goes through a bunch of different battle systems as well. It starts out Zelda, and then it goes into sort of a Final Fantasy, because there's a world map, and you go out, and then there's random encounters, and it's a Final Fantasy turn-based kind of thing. And at the part I'm in right now, it's more like a dungeon crawler, like Diablo.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's super cool. That's really a really, really interesting concept.
Totally, yeah.
Just to, like, keep switching up the mechanics like that, too.
Yeah, and it's...
That's intriguing.
Totally seamless. Like, I don't know if it's just because I've played all of these types of video games before, but, like, it's just a great experience.
Cool. Yeah, that's one thing that I think might be a problem with that game initially, just thinking off the top of my head, like, continuously introducing, like, the new combat systems and stuff to... Mm-hmm. People who might not be familiar with, like, the Final Fantasy system or who have never played Diablo. But if they do it seamlessly, like, kudos to them. That's really good. That's something important to pay attention to.
Oh, yeah.
Because, God, like, nothing gets under my skin worse than a bad tutorial.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
It's like, when they're bad, they're just so bad.
Speaking of, I hear you have news about Blood Dragon.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Speaking of annoying tutorials, isn't that how it starts out?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's like a purposely annoying tutorial. Yeah, I watched Let's Plays of it.
Oh, awesome. Okay. I did not know about that. That's funny, though.
They do it
I guess it did really well. It, I don't know what it was priced at. It might have been somewhere around $15 or $20 because it was an offshoot of Far Cry 3, technically.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Just only a couple of hours long, but it sold 500,000 copies, which proves that people want funny comedy games.
Totally.
About stupid shit like killing these fake things called blood dragons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like super, super encouraging for just like comedy games in general and those that, I don't know, are, I guess, trying to be bad in that like tongue-in-cheek kind of way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to see more of that.
Yeah.
Give that to us.
Even though it was still a first-person shooter.
Well, yeah.
Still. It wasn't, like, hyper-realistic guns and...
No. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's also doing, like, the 80s thing, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a common thread with that in Hotline Miami. What's with the 80s? Why do we want that?
I don't know. 80s just, like, pops up every once in a while. Like, for a few years, everyone will be all about, like, the 80s in terms of... fashion, I guess, now in terms of games.
Is Retro City Rampage, is that 80s or 90s?
I think that's supposed to be 90s.
Okay.
I don't know. It pulls references from so many fucking places that, like, it's hard to tell.
Kind of both.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely got that same, like, color palette.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But, like, the game it's based off of is technically a game that was made in the 90s, so... I don't know, I haven't played it quite yet, so...
No, yeah, me neither.
I'm actually kind of worried to start that one, because I am worried that it is going to be a huge, huge world.
Yeah, same here. Because it's like an open world thing, right?
Yeah, I know, it's modeled off of, like, the top old top-down GTAs.
Yeah. So...
Yeah. It's going to be like our indie Skyrim.
Oh, man. Indie Skyrim. That's good. Man, you with the descriptions lately.
I play games.
Good.
Or else I probably shouldn't be here. I just make this shit up. I don't know what a blood dragon is. Anyways. Oh, so a few other quick things that we've got here. Plants vs. Zombies 2 was delayed.
Yes.
And I had other things about that. It's interesting. I told Meek about this the other day about how when they finally made the announcement that Plants vs. Zombies 2 was going to be free to play, like, oh, man, like Plants vs. Zombies 2 is going to be free to play. And she's like, what's wrong with that? And, like, I had this moment where it's like, how can I appropriately explain this?
Yeah.
And at the same time, like, cover all of the bases. And it got me kind of thinking that there was, like, this interesting free-to-play connotation now that we sort of expect.
Oh, yeah. That it sort of devalues or cheapens the game itself.
Because it's trying to get your money from you.
Right. Because it... the phrase or the joke I've heard about free-to-play is that a game is free-to-play and pay-to-win.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've got all these microtransactions within the thing of all these items you can buy that make you fucking invincible, so...
Yeah, right. It doesn't...
And that just ends up sucking.
Right, yeah. And it doesn't help that, like, EA is the one that's kind of overseeing it,
yeah.
too. So I'm incredibly worried that it's just going to suck dick.
Yeah.
And they,
they put all this time into... sorry. Garden Warfare. No.
Oh, well, yeah, right.
Maybe that's why it's delayed.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't care. As long as there's, like, a fun Plants vs. Zombies game to play, I really don't give a shit. Like, if one of them's garbage and one of them's awesome, like, I will take my losses and that will be okay. But, I don't know, I'm worried that they will do just that. Because, like, there's this, and this is just a little bit different, but there was this Tetris game that they released on iOS a couple weeks ago or something that I played around with a little bit. And the way it's structured is so fucking stupid.
Oh.
You play, like, a quick round of pretty much how many points can you rack up in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the coins depending on how well you did, which is all fine and good. But then there are these power-ups available that you can use to help you get more points. And it's, like, wacky shit. Like, it'll move, like, all the blocks over to the left so you have a slot to the right to slide things in and get a bunch of Tetris points. And, like, stuff like that. And a bunch of other wacky power-ups. But after a while, it starts saying, okay, now you need to use the coins that you win from the games to use those power-ups in future games. Or you can buy coins.
Oh.
And you can play it without the power-ups and it's fine, but, like, you never... Like, the grind for earning coins in order to get those power-ups is just so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
It's not worth playing. It's... I don't know. I really hope it doesn't turn into something like that. And it's just... It's begging you for you to spend money around, like, every goddamn corner, too.
Yeah. Not cool, EA.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope that this, IP isn't fucked due to that. That
I know.
Would be nice.
Yeah. Shame.
Shame. Other quick things that I had. This is slightly old news. I guess Microsoft's not charging for, like, game patches on the Xbox One.
Right.
For, like, game developers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cool for indies, because they mentioned in, like, the very same article that Phil Fish couldn't, like, he did not have the funds to pay Microsoft to make a patch for, like, a game-breaking bug in Fez.
Yeah.
Which is horrible.
Yeah, bullshit. I actually found out about this news from Phil Fish's Twitter.
Oh, of course.
He tweeted something like, can't anybody... make news about Microsoft patches without mentioning me in the article? No.
No,
you're
yeah,
the best
sorry,
example
dude.
Of why that has to happen.
Or at least the one who complains about it the most.
Right. Rightly so.
Which is fine, yeah. So that's kind of nice for indies, and nice for like developers in general. But like the article goes on to mention that they still haven't entirely like reversed their policies on how they feel about, like, open, what's the phrase? Like, being able to self-publish on there, I suppose.
Okay.
Without sucking some Microsoft D.
Yeah.
Don't suck the Microsoft D, guys.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
PSA from First Person Podcast Simulator.
Yes. Don't suck the Microsoft D. T-shirts. that seems really shitty, though, of Microsoft to, like, charge for patching your game.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I knew more about how that process went on so I can kind of see it from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't fucking know what goes on, like, in patching a game. I have no idea, like, how that works. All I know is I click a button and it seems like, oh, like, I will self-update now. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
No, but, good. Like, from the developer standpoint, it's like, hey, my game maybe isn't working that great and I want to update it so that more people will want to buy it and play it on your platform, but I don't have the money to do that on your platform because you suck dick.
Yeah, right. Here are some bugs that are, like, genuinely giving people some problems, and I can do nothing about it because... you know, this company charges for that.
Which is, it just seems really insane to charge for that.
It seems counterintuitive, too, because, like, Microsoft would be making money off of the game sales.
Yeah.
And if a bunch of people are reading, like, seeing that, like, there are bugs that cannot be fixed, that hinders them from wanting to buy it. So they're shooting themselves in the foot again.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn.
Super weird. Yeah.
What's this about the Xbox One and their fancy-ass headset?
Oh, yeah, there was some, like, weird piece of news saying that, like, regular headsets, like, from, I think, the old 360 ones with, I think it's, like, a 1/8-inch jack or something like that.
Mm.
You're, like, your standard headphone jack won't work, like, in connecting to the controller, and they try to use some excuse about how there's, like, information going between the controller and the console,
mm-hmm.
like, hindering that.
Oh, so they're reading your brainwaves.
Yeah.
That's what I'm taking out of it.
I'm taking it as it's the equivalent to, like, you remember maybe like a year ago when Apple, like, introduced some new thing and it required a new type of charger?
Yeah, the iPhone 5 had lightning.
That's kind of what I'm seeing it as. Because, like, as an audio dude, that doesn't seem to make any kind of fucking sense to me. But
what information could they be collecting from the headset?
I personally do not think that they're collecting information on the headset. I do think that they're trying to make some money, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, the only other options that you have, I think the article says, is, like, a Xbox One-themed, like, Turtle Beach headset or something, and those aren't cheap.
No.
So.
I thought I read something that they were, like, working on an adapter, maybe?
Yeah, they are working on an adapter, which, I mean, who knows how much that's going to cost.
Only, like, $35, what?
Yeah, come on. You want to be able to hear stuff in your game, right?
No, fuck you. Turn on closed captioning.
They can't closed caption chat unless that's a new job that we just stumbled on.
Try. It's like the YouTube captions, where it just guesses what it's hearing.
Yes. Oh, those are so funny.
Cookie Pancakes 4th Street. What are you saying? It's a good time.
I bet.
Have you ever watched Rhett & Link on YouTube?
No, what is that?
They make, it's these two guys, and every once in a while they make these videos called Caption Fail, where they write a script, and they put it up on YouTube, and then they take the caption, and they do that as the script, and then they do it again and again, just to see how far the caption will take it. It's pretty funny. It gets
That's
crazy.
Fantastic. That's a great idea.
I know, yeah. It's good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then the last bit of news that I have is about Google making an Android console.
Yes, I
think
heard
about
this.
I think that's actually confirmed.
Yeah. So Google is looking to sort of expand Android with the next release. Android 5.0, which will be Key Lime Pie. For those of you keeping track of the dessert names.
I fucking hate the dessert names, by the way.
Really? I like it.
I don't like it.
It makes sense.
I mean, sure. I mean, it is cute. I do not prefer it, though.
What's X gonna be, guys? Xylophone cake?
I would I would eat a xylophone cake.
Totally, yeah. Sounds delicious. So as part of their expansion for Android, which we haven't really heard many details about, they are making a smartwatch and a gaming console.
I think it'll be interesting seeing Google doing like a gaming console thing, because that gives them an opportunity to like highlight some of the other like googly stuff that some people might not use, like their like the thing for music or TV or movies.
Right. Yeah, they could have media box features as well, and they did just come out with some kind of game services APIs that was announced at their I/O conference back in May, which is, you know, good thing. It was a bunch of cool things for Android game developers, with like notifications and a game center thing and API stuff.
Okay, cool.
So they're probably looking to highlight that.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll just be strange, like a Google as a company making a game console. But I guess, yeah. I mean, they generally don't like put out shitty products, I guess.
Well, what about the Nexus Q?
What about it?
Have you heard of it?
Tell me about it.
Have you heard about the Nexus Q?
I have not. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
It was this orb one or two IOs ago that came out with the Nexus 7, which is a wonderful product, by the way. And it was this, like, media streaming thing that you hooked up to your TV or speakers. And it was like an NFC thing where you could tap it with, like, the Nexus 7 was what they were demoing at the time. Mm-hmm. And the TV show that you had queued up there would go to your TV, or the music that you were playing would stream to your speakers. But there were a lot of problems with it. And the big thing was that it was like all the parts were manufactured in America, or that it was assembled in America or something. So people liked that. But they got behind on orders, and then they just stopped making it because I guess it was really problematic. Or
so was that kind of like their response to like Apple TV?
No, Google TV was their response to Apple TV.
Oh, okay.
Which hasn't really done anything lately.
It just seemed like there are like similar features with that. Because I know if you have like any like iPod, my buddy has an Apple TV, and they're kind of strange, but I guess they're kind of neat. Or maybe he just has an adapter for it. He's got something where anything that's like on your iDevice, if you happen to be like within, you know, the radius of the box,
yeah,
you
can
just throw it up on your TV.
AirPlay is what they call it, I think.
Okay.
So I think, yeah, this is probably their answer to AirPlay, except that you have to physically tap the cue.
Except that it doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Really.
Also that.
Games.
Yes, games. Games.
I'm not sure what I should start next after Hotline Miami, actually, because I read off that list, and maybe I'll start Awesome Not. No, I should probably finish Anodyne. Ugh.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm stuck, and that keeps me from wanting to. It's good. It's so good, but I don't know where to go next.
That's frustrating.
The dungeons are just not well designed entirely.
Hmm.
So I don't think it's just me being an idiot, but I don't know.
I mean, it could be.
Yeah. But I've got like 2 hours into that, and I don't think it lasts that much longer. But it's just, it's funny, it's self-aware, and it's just got good writing in general.
Good stuff.
I'm wondering how long some of these are going to take me, because I think Little Inferno doesn't take that long.
Mm.
How long is Mark of the Ninja, roughly?
Let me see.
That's not a length of time.
Shut up. Probably like 10 hours.
All right.
It's so good.
Yeah,
so good.
I think that'll be good. I'm interested.
Yeah, you should do that thing.
I will.
Okay.
I will do that game.
Good. Have you played FTL at all?
No, not at all. I'm definitely worried about getting sucked into that. You got a text, I think.
That was an email. Yep.
Oh. Excuse me.
Shut up, tablet. Yeah, I only played a little bit of FTL. I've played 38 minutes.
I think that's one of those roguelikes that I'm gonna, I hope I don't dislike it. Because I've heard that it's extremely chancy. But I also hear that a lot of people like it, so.
Yeah, good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, sometimes roguelikes are just a little bit too punishing as well. Because, like, maybe I would have beaten Binding of Isaac more than once if it wasn't so fucking difficult.
Oh, wait. No, that's not what FTL is at all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it is a roguelike, though.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. It's not in the same vein as Binding of Isaac, but...
I don't know. I think of it more of, like, a strategy thing.
I mean, it does have a permadeath system, though.
Yeah, but...
That's just how it's been described to me.
Hmm. Wait, okay. Let's define roguelike here. Oh, well... No, not... Kind of. Maybe. I don't know. Just play it.
I will. I will do just that.
Good.
And then I will make my case.
Yes. There's a game that just came out recently that I read an article about. Gunpoint. Have you heard anything about Gunpoint?
I think it's been mentioned to me. Let me see what this is about.
I'm really excited about it.
What's your Gunpoint? Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, no, I haven't actually seen any gameplay or anything like that. What's it about?
Looks really cool. Gunpoint is a stealth puzzle game that lets you rewire its levels to trick people. You play a freelance spy who takes jobs from his clients to break into high-security buildings and steal sensitive data. To get past security, you'll need to make creative use of your main gadget, the Crosslink. So, there are, like, switches and electrical systems in these buildings, and you can rewire a switch to, instead of turning on the lights, open the elevator. Or you can rewire it so that when the elevator opens, a trap door will open and a guard will fall through it.
That is a very good idea.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
God, I am so thankful for indie developers.
I know. This is one I was really excited about. It is $10 on Steam.
There was a game I just read the review for this morning. Let me see if I can find it. I know it was on Destructoid, and it was definitely a roguelike. It was a roguelike game, that is for sure. It was one where you... It sounds pretty basic, but like it's a dungeon crawler pretty much, but the dungeons are randomly generated. So you go through this, you know, dungeon, you like beat shit up, collect all this gold, but then you have to immediately use all that gold for like either your next character or like your stronghold that you're slowly building. And every character that you make after that is supposed to be like the relative of the guy who died before him, but you can name them anything that you want, and there's like a bunch of, I don't know if they're random or if you can actually like choose what the features are, but there's all this stuff that can happen to your character, like dwarfism or dyslexia, where it actually like fucks up any of the dialogue that's in like your game. A bunch of goofy shit like that. And I think it's only $10, and it was given a pretty good review. It just looked super fun. Because I like hacking and slashing and loot getting.
If only we had a title.
Still looking for it. Gotta be patient about these things, man.
While that's happening, a friendly reminder to anyone listening, Google Reader will be dying soon.
Oh my god, don't talk about that. I have all my shit still on Google Reader.
Really? Get out of there, man.
I know.
Go to Feedly. Feedly's great.
You're Feedly.
I mean, I guess kind of. I mean, I use it, so...
It's called Rogue Legacy, I think.
Oh.
It's even got Rogue in the name.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got a really cutesy art style to it, too. Nice. And I won't play it.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, I think, like, everything about the characters that you get are randomly generated, too. So you can get, like, a fucked up character who's... like, built to be a tank, but actually, like, cast spells, I guess.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Not that I need any more games, but...
Well, need.
I guess no one really needs games.
It's like, no, it kind of annoys me when I buy another game, people are like, oh, like, you need more games. I'm like, shut up, people don't say anything when you buy books.
Yeah, no, I mean...
This is just another art form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it totally is. No need to go to the movie theater to see. I don't know. What's a topical movie right now? What's out right now?
Man of Steel.
Yeah, to see that.
I buy a shit ton of comics and nobody bats an eye, but one $5 game. What? You have so many games already.
It's like, yeah, but that's the point, dude. Like,
you have so many kidneys already. Why you got two, man?
Hey, I read something the other day that a kidney on the black market for America is a lot of money. Like 60 grand or something.
What?
Yeah.
I will be right back. I know. Have some surgery.
I want to, like, pay off all my student loans right now.
Right.
And never be able to... Or wait, kidneys, what do they do? I feel like they...
Well, kidneys, what do they do? Yeah, you should know that before you get rid of them.
Don't they, like, filter blood or something?
Yeah, yeah. You only need one, though.
Yeah, I think that would make drinking much harder, though.
That's your liver, man.
Oh, that's... See, that's what I was thinking, too, but... I'm no...
Kidneys is what,
I am no biospecialist.
Kidneys is what? Yeah, that was a great way to start a sentence, Mike. Kidneys, your kidneys are what, like, filters the crap out through your urine. So you do kind of need them.
I guess you do.
Pretty important.
I wonder what are some of, like, the difficulties of running on only one kidney that we just don't know about. Because, like, I'm sure there's two of them for a reason.
I mean, we have an appendix, and there's no reason for that.
Yeah, but... Good point. All right, gotta donate my kidney now.
All right.
Convince me.
Donate your kidney today.
All right, so I'm gonna go do that, which means we should wrap up.
All right.
Where can we find your cool videos on the internet?
Really? This is a short one.
This is a pretty short one. I don't really have much else to talk about, though. That was the thing. It's kind of impromptu.
Yeah,
like, we had to sort of stuff it in before, though, we can really start it up. Mm-hmm. It's because my work schedule's bonkers this week.
Huh. You and your work.
Oh, that was another thing I was going to mention on here. So, real quick, I guess we'll close it out this way, me complaining about work. Mm. So, the Hawks rally was on Friday.
Right.
That was huge.
Yeah.
I was watching on the news right before I went in, and there was a lot of fucking people in Grant Park. It was a sea of red and white.
That's what I heard.
It was incredible. It was very cool.
Like 2 million people?
I don't know numbers. Someone told me it was 1 million this year and 2 million, like, the other year that we won the Stanley Cup, like in 2010 or something, but I don't know. There was a lot. There was a lot of people just downtown in general, and I had to start work at 2 o'clock. I think the rally got done at maybe, like, one. So then all of those people just went around, like, the loop in the South Loop right where I work. The streets were, the sidewalks are just crowded as shit. It was hard to get places sometimes. And I only have to walk, like, 4 blocks to work from where the red line gets off.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, I missed the bulk of it.
Yeah, like, that's good.
Like, right a little bit after two is when everyone, like, just started dropping off. And it was really weird because, like, Hawks fans just weren't around anymore after that.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, it was busy for a while. You just tell some people at work had the worst morning, too.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
And the trains were packed.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I have to work Sunday, too, which is when the Pride Parade's happening.
Mm.
Which is probably going to be booming because DOMA just got its shit rocked.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it did.
So,
also that. Prop 8.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Prop 8 in California also got its shit rocked.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dumb shit getting its shit rocked.
That's right.
America.
Getting political.
Just briefly.
Not in a controversial way, like talking about feminism or anything. So. Games.
But yeah, hopefully that won't be... I don't know how super busy that's going to be, mostly because I don't know where the parade's actually going through. I don't know if it's going to hit the store close, but I imagine there's just going to be a lot of people out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll see how that goes with my crazy work week. I actually have to work again tonight and close.
Oh.
Such a mistake. Don't work, guys.
Ever.
If you get the chance to do it, don't.
Just be a tycoon.
Yep.
Or a child. Just stay a child.
Be both.
Be a child tycoon. Okay,
yeah.
I'm imagining a baby with a monocle and a cigar.
Yeah, and he is...
And top hat.
Yeah.
And he's thinking about buying a boat.
If you like that, you should probably watch Gravity Falls.
Oh, I know I should.
I haven't gotten around to it yet. It's not the easiest thing to download either.
Damn. Curse you, cable.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have started watching Battlestar Galactica, though.
Oh, cool.
So good.
Yeah, it's... The first chunk is kind of hard to get thrown right into, in my opinion. But let me know as you watch those, though, because I am... We're, like, in the middle of the last season, so...
Okay.
I think it would be cool to talk with you about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting...
Because we're on a podcast.
Woo! Oh, is that what this is? I'm starting season two now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, God. Wait, when did you start it?
Not that long ago. I've been watching it, like, every night. That's, like, my nightly thing now.
Oh, damn. Cool. That's something that me and Mika should do, too, because we have been in the last season for, like, I don't know. It's... For a frame of reference, like, we started watching it, like, right when she moved to Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
So, we should probably get that knocked out.
That was a while ago, I think.
Jesus, when was that? That was a year and a half ago.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's like my sister and I with the X-Files.
Well, X-Files has a huge catalog, though.
We're somewhere in season 7, I think, and we just stopped...
Yeah, that happens.
Oh, well. But yeah, I ran out of Archer, so I needed something else to watch.
Oh, yeah, of course. Archer's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So funny.
All right, well, we got to go sell our kidneys.
Yes, yeah.
So, I can be found on the web, on Twitter. You can follow me at EganWorks. You can also find me on the YouTube at youtube.com/vlogandegan for my vlog and stuff. And youtube.com/EganWorks for, you know, just subscribe, and then I'll feel bad, and it'll force me to make more productions. But right now, my documentary is up there, which is about our mutual friend Dave, who does the things with duct tape.
He does. He does them well, too. And they're actually going to be visiting me soon. Dave and Caitlin are coming up Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to play a bunch of Borderlands, because the new Borderlands DLC just came out. It's called, like, Bunkers and Badasses.
Nice.
Which is a DLC 100% dedicated to Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, wow.
So we are...
That's sweet.
...incredibly excited. But we have to finish the third one before we dive into the fourth, so... I think that's what we're going to spend the day doing.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. You can find me on Twitter, at Zach Bruin. Check out my vines. I made one about how when I die, I want my ashes to be pressed into a gargoyle headstone.
Oh, that you want your ashes to be pressed into a gargoyle headstone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
I didn't get that from the vine.
I only had like a second and a half to say
that.
Yeah,
that's true.
Dude.
But yeah, we both on Vine, and we do good vines.
Oh, yeah, I love good vines. So good. What about this... The fake blog that's actually a podcast thing that we run.
All right. This here thing is on WordPress at firstpersonblogsim.wordpress.com. The podcast itself can be found on iTunes. Just search for First Person Podcast Simulator. And it's what? Where do we put this thing up? Podomatic or?
Yeah, Podomatic. And all right. If you want to just disregard that entirely, we are also up on iTunes.
Indeed.
So search us First-Person Podcast Simulator, and our logo should pop right up.
Include the dash, because search in iTunes is garbage.
Super Garbage Street Trash 2.0.
Yes. Also, that's a great name for an update. The First-Person Blog Simulator is also all over the intertubes on social media. You can follow it on Twitter, at FBBSim, on Facebook, facebook.com/FBBSim, and on Tumblr, at fbbsim.tumblr.com.
You can follow all those things. Also, let me know how you would like to die with headstones at our email, fbbsim@gmail.com.
For the record, I want to be jettisoned into the sun.
Which is a pretty cool way, and probably kind of expensive way to die.
But I'll be dead, so what do I care about expenses?
You'll be one with the sun and the universe. Forever! Okay, goodbye.
Games.